At 5:30 on a Sunday afternoon, hundreds of people gather for a late worship at Hope Presbyterian Church on Walnut Grove Road. Hairdresser Whitney Everett is in her 20s, and she's been coming to this service for the past 2 years.
I just love it. It's so relaxed, and you know, you can wear leggings. And
Everett also adds that the music is awesome. What kind of king would choose to wear a crown that bleeds in the stars? Inside, the chapel has the feel of a rock concert. The lights are dark, and as you can hear, the music is louder than your typical Sunday worship. This service is called The Stirring. There's a more staid and traditional service earlier in the day, but The Stirring was designed to appeal to a younger and less conventional crowd. When Pastor Eli Morris climbs to the stage, he's wearing jeans and a black t-shirt. Morris isn't a part of The Stirring's target age group. He's 58. He has long gray hair and a gray goatee. But he clearly enjoys the freewheeling atmosphere.
Celebrate your faith. I've said this before and I will say it again. We need to lighten up.
I asked Morris if he ever feels like he's pandering to young people with the souped-up bass line and the casual attire. He says it's just the opposite.
I think it's a sin to bore anybody with what you consider to be the best news on the planet. But the church has had this historic problem with boring people to tears. And I just don't do that. I will not do that. I'll quit before I get boring.
Hope Church has more than 7,000 members, and they keep pretty close tabs on them. Morris told me that the church is obsessive about it. So Morris says the church noticed it was losing its young members around the time they went off to college. Of course, some of those young people switched churches, and some moved away permanently. But Morris says too often they're in the Memphis area, and they're simply not attending any church.
Although we have been very successful with baby boomers, even with Gen Xers, the next generation, the millennial kind of person, they don't seem to be coming back.
Hope Church makes phone calls and sends mailers, but Morris says that the best way to get a lapsed Christian back to worship is to have a friend invite them. That's his goal with The Stirring.
You try your best to put together a service that is winsome enough that somebody might want to bring a friend and not embarrassed by it.
Mississippi Boulevard Christian Church in Memphis has had a similar problem keeping its young members connected. The church now streams online, tweets, and sends DVDs of Sunday worship to college dorm rooms. And youth pastor Dan White recently bought a better phone.
Young adults, they're tech savvy, so they want to text you.
But White says while technology may draw some young people in, it won't keep them coming back. To do that, you need fellowship.
You write on the board with it when you're a teacher.
On a recent Friday night, 30 or so young adults came to the church to snack on chicken wings and play board games. One game is particularly heated.
They're playing Taboo, and it's getting really intense because it's guys versus girls, and I think I'm going to have to call for security.
Janae Pitts-Murdoch is a young adult. She's also a pastor, and she's always been involved with a church. But she says it hasn't always been easy.
One of my greatest challenges is finding the church that fits me for where I am. Not only the church that fits me spiritually, but the church that fits me relationally, that has the mix of relationships and the type of people that I can actually connect with. So I've been very fortunate, but I'm also very proactive.
One megachurch that does have a pretty healthy young adult following is New Directions, which has locations in Hickory Hill and Collierville. New Directions was founded by the former youth pastor at Mississippi Boulevard when he was in his 30s. And unlike Mississippi Boulevard, New Directions says most of their members are under 40.
It don't matter if I'm young.
When the Sunday service starts at New Directions Youth Campus on Winchester Road, the lights are very dark and the music is very loud. About 130 teenagers sway and dance. During altar call, 20 or so prostrate themselves, some even weep.
They said that this is a lost generation. That's God. Cry out to him. Cry out to him.
But even New Directions has noticed that many of its teenage members stop going to church around the time they head off to college. To combat this, New Directions youth pastor, Gerard Gunther, spends as much time as he can outside of the church.
I'll show up at your prom. I'll show up at your basketball game. And they're just like, man, and they come back to church or wherever we are. Like, Pastor, man, I ain't know you came to my game. Hey, man, saw a couple shots, man. You the man.
Gunther says that teenager is now more likely to maintain their faith through college.
It is about relationship. It is about relationship. Relationship, relationship.
I've always been in the church. I started playing drums in church when I was 12, 10, 11, somewhere around there.
19-year-old Alexander Jackson plays his electric bass during the New Directions youth service. Jackson is studying at the University of Memphis, and he says he's seen a lot of his peers move away from church.
Do you have any sense of why they stray?
Just college life, the world. It's easy to stray away. I know I missed church a couple times due to college life, so.
But Jackson says he'll keep coming back. He's in the band, so if he stopped showing up, he'd be missed. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.